the new guy here. Yeah. We're recording. Fuck you, Frank. It's all your fault.
So Lucas didn't tell me to fucking turn the knobs up again. So, well, not, I mean, for the first time.
It's the first time. The last time we lost recording was not my fault.
It was no one's fault. My computer just fucked. But anyways, we didn't record it.
The important thing is it's Frank's fault. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the We Are Martians podcast, but not really. I'm here again with Nick, as always.
Oh, hi, guys. Sorry, I'm drinking beer.
Yeah, he's trying to conquer his problem. It's not going so well. And we also have Frank also trying to conquer his problem, not going so well, here for the first time.
Hey, guys.
Hey. All right, so...
How does this feel, hearing it again?
For the record, you guys are so used to turning knobs, I just figured it'd be second nature to you guys.
It's not, apparently. At least not to me.
I mean, the letters are falling off of that knob right now. You guys have turned it so much.
Yeah.
I am very good at turning my knob.
So here's what we're doing. We're not going to do news this week because I'm busy. I'm working the NFL draft. Jay is doing some stuff. And Nick, I don't want him in my house alone doing this. I don't trust him.
I'm probably gonna be touching myself at home.
Yeah, probably during this.
This is uploaded.
But
I hope you all know that.
We still want to give you something, so we are going to drink and watch a very terrible movie.
Yeah, that's gonna happen.
Yeah, that's gonna happen. The movie we just wanted to give something to you guys, and we're gonna see how this is. Maybe this can be a regular thing. We don't know.
Oh.
Is that beer just bad?
No, it was like I burped, and then a bunch of Chinese food came up.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Pearl Harbor all over again.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You could tell I never took history class.
So here's what we have. The movies we were choosing between was Daredevil, Dragon Ball Evolution, and Double Dragon. We have decided to go with the 1993 hit action film. And by hit, I mean it made $2 million of its $10 million budget.
Avatar:
back.
The Last Airbender.
Oh God! One day we will. No, one day we will. Oh no! Too late. It's been said. It's been promised. You heard it.
I'm gonna cut that part out.
Don't go ahead. Just try.
I'm
not pausing at all now. So you
I don't give a fuck.
No
There's
way.
Gonna be an abrupt stop right there. I hope everybody knows that.
Well, they won't know that because you just said you're gonna cut it out.
No, Lucas is gonna promise something, and it's not me promising it. So I just hope everybody
except
knows
it
that.
Is.
Okay,
so
go
whatever,
ahead.
Double Dragon, we're going to watch it and drink and eat pizza. So with that, we're going to go. Before we go, background, based on the 1988 video game, movie was made in 93. The only person I can remember in this movie is Alyssa Milano. That's our
the only person.
Isn't Ed Norton in this movie, or does that guy just look like Ed Norton?
I think the guy just
the guy
looks
like Yeah, the guy just looks like
he just looks...
I mean, I'm like, oh, shit, well, at least they got him.
You know? Maybe
might not be that bad.
Maybe that was his original name, and he had to change his name after he did this
They got
movie.
An Ed Norton lookalike.
Yeah.
Dude, Alyssa Milano?
Alyssa
Jesus
Milano.
Christ, I forgot she was in this
She's in this movie.
Movie.
Yeah, Nick has seen the movie. Me and Frank are going in blind. We have only seen the trailer. But before you listen to the rest of this, I highly advise you go watch the trailer so you know what we're about to go through.
So go ahead and pause. And just fucking...
And watch
no, hold on, hold on. We have to let them pause, okay? No, okay, go.
Well, other than that, there's not much to say. We're just going to go do this.
Yeah.
And drink, and hopefully this will be a good thing. We'll see what happens. And then hopefully here there'll be a sound as a transition.
There might not be, there's probably just going to be an abrupt pause.
If there is an abrupt pause, just put it right...
Okay.
That was some great transition music, Nick.
There was no transition music.
Yeah, there was. It was the
transmission.
Transmission fluid. I don't know.
Jesus.
Yeah. So now, we just watched Double Dragon.
Do you have any tissue paper? Because my orifices are bleeding.
This movie. This was a fever dream. This was an absolute fever dream.
Of amazingness?
Of incredibleness. First of all, let's just start. The villain is the... Robert Patrick. It's the T-1000 from Terminator 2. When was Terminator 2 made?
87?
So he made the conscious decision to do Terminator 2. And
I'm
going to
fact check this.
Well, what's my next big role? I'll do Double Dragon.
Unless he had something in between. I mean,
I mean, like, did he just go downhill?
Oh, wait. I was an idiot. It was 91.
91. This movie was still made in 93.
After, 2 years after Terminator 2.
2 years after Terminator. There couldn't have been a lot in between there.
Nope.
And he just went from Terminator 2 to Double Dragon. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why you don't see a lot of Robert Patrick these days.
Well, that's the end of this podcast.
That is the end. We've solved the mystery. We've solved the mystery. Play the X-Files theme now.
I'm just going to do every sound effect with my mouth now.
Okay. But Double Dragon was a brightly neon-lit fever dream. So let's start off with just recapping this thing. So we open on New Angeles in the far distant future of 2007.
They kind of copied Big Hero 6 with Frank Socchio. They kind of went that route.
A lot of people do that though, because there's like
pagodas and skyscrapers. Like,
I mean, before this, there was a scene set somewhere in China. It literally said somewhere in China.
It legitimately says somewhere in China.
But we're not going to talk about that scene because nothing interesting happened. Here's what happened.
It was normal to wear a robe.
They walked into a village.
Yeah, it's a village filled with monks.
Yeah, it was a monk village. They kick some people and then they just find an amulet and that's it. But then we go to New Angeles.
You know, monks live in villages.
Caves with candles all over the place.
This is like a post-apocalyptic future in which earthquakes have ravaged Los Angeles and now it's New Angeles for some reason. There's smog in the air, as is told by the fucking weatherman for Channel 69 News, Andy...
Lucas's colleague, I'd like to point out.
No, Andy Dick, which I would just like to point out, this is not Andy Dick playing a character. It literally says, and now our weatherman, Andy Dick. So, I've
explained it to you, though. It's because it's supposed to be, in the future, like, Los Angeles sucks balls and just... Everyone who was, I'm using the term famous lightly when I talk about Andy Dick, but everyone who was famous fucking ended up being like a shit eater. Like,
I don't care how you justify it. Like, if you were walking around sucking the lead out of pencils, I wouldn't care about how you justified it to me. I would say, why are you sucking the lead out of pencils, Nick? That's a fucking stupid thing to do.
You should probably go see a doctor.
And you should see a doctor.
That doesn't make any sense, though.
You're looking kind of
if
blue.
That's what the fucking joke is, Lucas, that's what the joke is. You are taking this movie literally for some reason, and I don't know why.
Yeah, I mean, the temperatures he was saying were like 71 degrees. And by the way, future... was 2007.
Yeah.
So post-apocalyptic, they were pretty close to that one, too. Because it was right before the fucking market crashed. I mean, to be fair,
they did predict Andy Dick's future.
They predicted a crash.
No one can take that away. I mean, the part where he held up, like, the burnt-out little umbrella, he is doing that now. But not because he's a weatherman, because he's probably homeless.
It's because he lives in a fucking bus.
He was working for Channel 69 News. I mean, can you go lower?
I'd like to point out that they...
Run into Andy Dick on the street.
It was Channel 69 News, and they made a point to show Channel 69 on the bottom in giant letters and numbers, like, every, like, 10 minutes, maybe.
There were... And this was not just a random accident, all right? They could have picked anything. They had literally 99 double-digit numbers to choose from. And they went with 69. This was deliberate for whatever fucking reason. It's nice to know that even back in 93, there were people who were just like, 69.
69.
Back when I was a wee 1 year old.
Playing Super Nintendo in my parents' basement. Making 69 jokes. Playing Double Dragon.
Yeah. So the movie opens on New Angeles, and we start off at a karate tournament, which is in a school gymnasium.
Yeah.
That we know of.
Yeah, that we know of. With some of the
scoreboards, at least from us.
Yeah, with some of the worst fight choreography I've ever seen. I don't think I believed a single punch that connected in this. And we meet our heroes, Billy and Jimmy Lee, the Lee brothers.
Ugly and only, yeah.
Ugly,
right?
Yeah. It just. The.
No, it was. Wasn't it ugly and homely?
I thought it was
ugly and homely. Yes,
homely.
I'm ugly.
I think it was homely. He goes, you're the one who's ugly. I'm homely.
Yeah, if this joke is terrible, it's because it's from the movie.
It's because that movie's terrible.
So, and then randomly when they're fighting, there's an earthquake because that's what caused this LA apocalypse. And For some reason, no. While this is an earthquake, you think they'd evacuate, right? No. Instead, this short nerd dude runs over to like, what's essentially a giant, like, car jack, but for a building, and just starts pumping it the whole, for like 2 minutes. Like, for some reason, during the next fight scene...
I would just like to point out that he's, like, a little person, too. Like, they needed to cast this little person...
As the operator.
As the dude who runs over and operates a fucking ceiling jack. That's offensive, right? Like, that's not just me.
I don't know. If anything, it's definitely random. I'm not sure about offensive. But
right, yeah, fair enough.
I mean, post-apocalyptic era. I mean, times are hard for those.
You know
guys,
what is offensive? You know, is offensive unsportsmanlike conduct.
That's true.
Which is what we see from the Lee brothers when, in the final round, one of them jumps on top of his opponent and gives him a noogie, which tells us that one's the rascal. That one's the
that's Billy Lee right there.
That's
right?
The Billy Lee class clown move right there. and so, surprise, surprise, they're disqualified. But then they say screw it and they start beating the living shit out of their opponents after the fact. It's like, if you had done this 2 minutes ago during the fight, you might have won the trophy. But you decide to give them a noogie now.
Get your act together after they get the participation trophy.
Yeah. Yeah. And then their, what was the woman's name who was like their guardian? The Asian woman?
Oh, I don't even remember her name, no, honestly.
That's what you said. They barely mentioned it.
Yeah, she's in like two, well, technically she's in two. Starts with an S. Yeah, something like that. But that happens.
Satori or something?
Yeah, Satori. Let's call her Satori. So then, you know, they're leaving that. And then we cut to the office of this big... What was the business guy's name? It was like...
T-1000.
T-1000. Yeah, that's all we're going to call it. T-1000. We cut to T-1000's freaking office where he's like, now I have the Double Dragon Amulet. Mwahaha, the world will be mine. Then he opens the box to look at the amulet and realizes he only has half.
Yeah.
Is there a reason he didn't, like, look in the box before he made his speech?
Because he trusts that his employees do what he says.
His employees, by the way.
And that they're intelligent because he hired them by a very complicated resume system, okay? He's like, what did you do before this? And they're like, I shoveled shit for a living. And he was like, oh, okay, that's pretty much what you're going to be doing.
Judging from the looks...
I yell hiya before I throw a punch.
I run at people like a fucking idiot.
Appear to be two waiters and a woman who just always has a whip with her for whatever reason.
What was her name? Lash.
Lash.
Right? Lash, yeah.
Whoa, I think that was that
as in whiplash?
Dude, Nick, I think Nick just got that.
Did he?
No. I got that a long time ago.
You don't need to defend yourself,
Dustin. When I watched the movie the 50th time.
Oh, okay.
But you were like what appeared to be two waiters. Like, why did they look like waiters? Because they're Asian, dude? You being racist?
No, I mean, because they had, like, vests racist? And black pants and,
let
like, white shirts.
Down.
It looked like a waiter's uniform.
Let's go down. That Lucas is racist.
I am not racist. They
Lucas
literally
is
looked.
Racist.
Everyone's a little bit of racist. I think they made a song.
They did
make it.
We're not talking about the musical.
Okay, anyways, continue.
And he swears vengeance, and then one of the most spectacular CG effects kicks in where he essentially turns into a two dimensional piece of paper that's black and white.
He's basically just Shadow T-1000.
He is Shadow T-1000.
He wins in newspaper mode.
Yeah. And then there's a. And then we cut from there to them driving home from the tournament, Billy and Jimmy and the Asian woman, when they're pulled over by a gang. And upon this part of the movie, I was like, why do all these gang members have Mohawks? Well, ladies and gentlemen, the movie told me. It's because that gang is called the Mohawks.
They're the Mohawk gang.
They are the Mohawks. Other gangs in this movie are apparently a group of men who dress like mimes, complete with ridiculous gloves.
What were the other ones? There was
the most spectacular one.
No.
Yeah, there was the yeah.
So wait, so there were the Mohawks, the like mime people, the fucking. I'm pretty sure there were clowns, weren't they?
There was the mailman.
The mailman.
There was the mailman.
There was the postman.
The postals.
There's literally a gang of angry postmen. That's one of the gangs terrorizing this city.
You know what? It might not be like a. Full gang. I think it's just one dude.
I think there was only one postman.
I think it's just I think it's just
one
the mailman.
Dude, they're that scary though. I mean,
Cause like,
no wonder dogs chase them.
Like,
I mean.
Like the 4 million times that I watched this movie, I always thought it was a full game. But when I watched it just now, I'm pretty sure that's just the same postman going after them. And I think it's because he just hates his job. Have you ever seen someone who works for the U.S. Post Office?
That's a spinoff I'd watch.
That's just postal.
Now, you guys have played the game, right?
Double Dragon?
Yeah.
I've played it, yeah.
Do you fight a postman at any point during the game? Just out of curiosity. If they just threw it in for fun or...
feel like maybe. You could.
I don't remember. Like, if I did, it was just... like, that game is literally, it's like Streets of Rage. You just walk forward and press punch like 8 million times.
And you're doing it all, like, save God a girl. That you don't get all hit. To save a girl, right? That's like the whole point.
Yeah, and then once you get to the girl, spoilers for anyone who's not played this game. This game that was made in like 82 or some shit. Once you get to the girl, you have to fight each other for the girl.
Oh, that's amazing.
It's pretty great. Because then you don't know. And then you're playing with, like I played with my older brother. And I remember, like, getting to it. And I was like, oh, I have to win. And then he beat my ass in, like, 2 seconds. And I was like, I'm done. I don't want to play this.
Unplugging his controller.
Yeah, like.
Punching him in the face. Like, you two actually start fighting over a virtual girl. Like.
Yeah, basically. That's what happens.
Nick just goes off crying, listening to some Simple Plan.
How could this happen to me? I made my mistake. Okay, no.
All right. So essentially they get into a car chase with the Mohawks led by Abobo, a giant roided out guy with a Mohawk. And this car chase is spectacular. The whole thing never goes above 10 miles an hour. To feed their engine, they have to throw garbage into a combustor that's
like
located.
Like I said, it's like the DeLorean.
Yeah.
He's throwing like banana peels and
shit
in there.
They have to do it as they drive. So like intentionally driving through piles of garbage and grabbing
it.
I think
one of the funnier parts about that is that when they're just driving it normally and they're not throwing stuff in there, there's just fire coming out of that pipe for no reason.
Well, sure, there's a reason. It's badass.
It's, to give you guys a reference point, the cars look like they were from something out of Mad Max.
Yeah.
They were just made out of garbage and aluminum and tinfoil
it looks like
cardboard, paper, whatever.
Like a
whatever
middle
you find
school
on the
production
street.
Of Mad Max.
Yeah.
The doors were just paper mache.
Here's $20, make me a prop.
And then another key feature of these cars is that during the fight, rather than put a piece of garbage in the combustor, you know, like they're supposed to, they throw it out the window to hit Abobo's truck.
Yeah.
It lands on their windshield. And
hold
they
on. They throw a newspaper.
Oh, no, it was a map.
A map.
He's trying
to
figure out how to get out.
That's it was right. A paper piece of garbage.
It was a map. That's not garbage, you fucking idiot.
What?
That's... It's, oh.
It's 2007, Luke. Maps... Well, they had GPS then, didn't they?
Well, not in, like, the 90s, dude. They didn't know what fucking GPS was. They were like, just always gonna have maps. Like, the funny part is they had a map, and then that dude had the fucking whatever that was called.
The
seeker,
tracker.
Yeah,
thing,
tracker
yeah.
or something. And that's literally just GPS, so I don't understand why they didn't have
so
that.
So he pulls out the map. There's crap all over it. He throws it out the window, and it lands in the bad guy's car behind him on his windshield. And the guy can't see it. The passenger can clearly see it. You think logically the guy was rolling on the window. Pull the map off, and
If they fucking kept windshield wipers on it like a normal fucking car.
We're gonna put a chain link fence on my windshield.
Who needs windshield wipers when you have
a chain link fence?
Chain link fence.
No. When you have a freaking camera that can come out of the top of your car and display the road to you as if it were being processed on like an Atari Jaguar.
Yeah, I forgot.
It's amazing.
I forgot what that thing was.
It was like something out of Speed Racer. Like,
yeah. I forgot what that was called.
And they use that for the rest of the chase, despite the fact that every shot after this point no longer has the newspaper
on
there.
Yeah, the newspaper's not on there. And
it fell off like
2 minutes
after.
And they're just driving through what looks essentially like modern-day Detroit.
They're fighting over the joystick.
It's...
If we have listeners in Detroit, I'm sorry, but your city is terrible.
We don't...
It it's a little bit better than Cleveland.
It's bad.
At least your river's not on fire.
It's bad and you should feel bad. Oh, we'll get to the on fire river.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, maybe, yeah. Maybe this was Cleveland.
I think it was a little bit of every... We'll get there.
They had the violence like Chicago, like Southside Chicago.
There were no guns in this movie. There weren't.
It's true. I never realized that before.
There all the cops over there? No guns.
There were any guns. This would have been a much shorter movie.
They had body cams, but no guns.
Holy shit. I never actually realized that. Nobody in this movie. Because
there's so many times where it's like, why did you shoot the guy? And like, no, I'm going to punch him in the face 50 times.
Kung fu motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, so, why is that a thing, God?
They win the chase. They lose them in an alley and make them crash, and then they go back to their hideout, which is apparently a theater? A stage theater?
Yeah, it's like a theater.
At which point, T-1000 walks up in the joint, and the Asian woman's like, I know you. And he's like, where's the Double Dragon? And she's like, you'll never find it. And then one of the kids runs up. I think it's Billy, and he's like, hey, who's this? And he's wearing the Double Dragon.
Yeah.
And she's like, God damn it, Billy.
Yeah.
And then a fight ensues where the brothers fight the two waiter dudes and the Asian woman fights the T-1000.
Not before they all take off their shades at the same time.
Yeah. At the same time.
That's a key point in the story.
The Whip Woman's there too, but she just kind of steps back for literally until the last shot of this fight.
Yeah.
And a fight ensues in what can only be described as a theater that is just full of comedic props, like gumball machines, where gumballs spill out onto the floor. Yep.
She literally throws this gumball machine to the ground, and the gumballs fly everywhere, and what happens is exactly what you think fucking happens. The dude just trips all over gumballs, and you're like, what is this, a fucking 1990s cartoon?
The fight stops at several points, so the brothers can high-five each other while making quips and puns. It's magical. There's no other way to describe it.
Their high five is really interesting too. It's
like a double handed high
five. Each one of them has an open hand and a closed fist, and they somehow punch each other.
What it is?
If I attempted that with anyone, I think I'd get hurt.
What it is like okay, so one palm is open, right, and like they're doing that kind of like. Like, I'm going to push you kind of thing.
I'd like our listeners to know Nick is actually showing us.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
So
right
if
now.
You guys ever had that awkward moment where you go to fist bump somebody and they thought it was a high five?
Yeah, it's like that. Except one hand is doing that and then the other hand is doing a fist bump. So, like, you have an open palm and a fist bump and you're doing it and the other person puts their open palm on your fist and then their fist on your open palm. So it's kind of like that's their high five, but it makes no sense. Like it's not a karate move, it's not anything. Like I don't understand.
Which you do need a college degree to pull it off.
That's true.
Yeah.
Or describe it apparently because later. I couldn't fucking. It took me
a
little bit.
As stated, the fight continues, but then all of a sudden, Abobo returns, but he's been mutated into a horrible, awful giant testicle monster.
He's literally just a scrotum.
Like a giant evil testicle.
He's
monster.
Like a ring. Yeah, if you've ever seen Arrested Development, when Tobias takes a picture of his testicles, and then they're like, the government is like, that's not a map of Iraq. Those are balls. That's literally what his face looks like.
That's what his whole body looks
like.
Yeah,
basically.
But then it's
pretty grotesque.
They knock open a gas line, and he's like, give me the Double Dragon. And they're like, no, and
vivid then, descriptions.
Yeah. Vivid descriptions.
He was like, no.
No.
Because that's actually what happened.
That is
to
pretty
be fair,
much what
I just
happened.
Acted that better than anyone. All right? They're like, no. So the Asian one kicks out Billy and Jimmy. I don't even know if I'm getting their names right at this point. The Lee brothers. And kicks them out. And then it explodes and she dies. Abobo survives and the T-1000 survives, but she dies.
Sadly, she dies.
Yeah. She dies.
That happens.
That does. So the brothers are like, oh no. She's dead. What are we going to do? And then we also see Abobo's giant mutated carcass get rescued by another gang who's a good gang. That's run by Alyssa Milano. Who wears garter pants and looks like mid-90s Eminem. It's... I'm going to make no effort to make sense of this movie, because this movie made just about no sense.
No, I just want to point out that you're literally just describing the entire movie. You're not giving a review, you're just describing
the movie. Review will come at the end. The review will come at the end. I'm just recapping some of, like...
You're not recapping major points, though. You're literally just recapping the entire movie. You're basically describing the entire movie to people.
Then you take over. I tag out. I give Momo the
So... That happens, right? That chick dies, and then, like, a bunch of shit happens, and they're like, I've got the amulet now, and they kind of, like, run away, and then, like, they're trying to, like, hide out and shit, and then there's a dude that pulls a bucket of water that's filled with gasoline out of the water, and he pours it into a fire trash can for no reason, right? So that makes sense. And then they drive...
It may sound like a minor detail, but it's actually...
And then they drive a boat into a fucking sign... Just like a regular one of those wood signs that they have that says it has Los Angeles on it, but the lost part is covered in spray painted new, so it says New Angeles.
It's just New Angeles, motherfucker.
And they hit this wood, right? And then it explodes, of course, you know, the boat. It explodes, because, you know, that makes sense. And then they go to just this whole thing happens, right? And then they
Alyssa Milano force feeds a Bobo spinach.
Yeah, that
which
happens.
Leads to a few fart jokes and just watching a giant mutated testicle monster being force fed spinach.
And then one thing leads to another, and there's the final boss fight, right? And they're just kind of fighting. And then, like, so the dude takes over, the T-1000 takes over Jimmy? Who is it?
The Asian guy.
Is that Jimmy?
Yeah.
Asian guy, Jimmy, yeah. Okay, I mean, so the Asian guy.
It's Jimmy Lee. Billy Lee.
He takes over Jimmy Lee's body, and then, like, he, like, possesses him because he has all the mind amulet or whatever, and then he goes... He, like, fights Billy, and Billy's like, I can't fight you, you're my brother, but then he does it anyways for some reason, and he, like, whoops his ass, and then, like, he whoops T-1000 out of him, and, like, hits the amulet, right? And then, or, like, throws it or some shit, and then...
But then, doesn't T-1000 get the amulet and, like, briefly turn into two demon swordsmen?
That's literally what I was just about to get to.
Yeah.
I was at that point. So anyways, he turns into two, like, weird demon people. Like, he splits into two people, and then he fights them both. And then they both kick the two copies, like, at the same time into each other, so he just becomes one person again, for some reason. And then
Didn't that have something to do with, like, her turning the lights on? Like...
Oh, yeah, because demons hate light.
Yeah, because he's a shadow person.
As was Warhol.
Well, the demons didn't have their sunglasses on.
So. Yeah, he didn't put his sunglasses on, so yeah. It didn't protect him.
All this foretold by the now good Abobo.
Yeah, so then he takes...
Turn the lights on!
Yeah, Abobo, like... Okay. Abobo sees himself... I forgot to mention this. Abobo sees himself in the mirror, and he realizes that he's, like, fugly as shit. So he cries. Like, literally, he cries. And then he runs out of the bathroom. He breaks the chain that he's, like, attached to. He breaks it, runs out of the bathroom, and then, like, looks up at Alyssa Milano, and he's like, the generator! And she just fucking, she's like, oh, yeah, that's right. Like, I should turn the generator on. Because, like, at some point, it was established that light makes him weak or something. To them, I mean, like, to us, it made sense. Kind of. So then...
As much sense as it can make.
Yeah. So then they go... Yeah. They go to, she turns the generator on, and then they, like, whoop his ass and fucking, and then they grab the amulet, and they, like, high-five it together, basically. Jeez. Like, they hold it up, and then they just high-five it together. I don't know why. Yeah, and it goes, it's like, and it turns them into, like, their video game costume. So Billy is blue, and Jimmy is red, and...
Then and both very sparkly.
They're both
so many seasons.
They are both very 80s.
Imagine like, Scorpion and Sub-Zero, but really,
like
really
bedazzled.
Not even close to badass. Like negative. We'll say negative
it's
badass.
Scorpion,
yeah, like,
it's Scorpion and Sub-Zero mixed with Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Yeah, kind of.
There were so many parts of the movie where I'm like, it's Morphin time. Like,
but there are so many times when it was Morphin time. Absolutely,
it was.
But yeah. then they whoop his ass, and then Jimmy like. Jumps into him and possesses him, and then they're like, "Oh,
so you can do that now."
Because apparently you can do that now. And he's like, as T-1000, he goes, the police chief, which is Alyssa Milano's father, by the way. She walks in, or I mean, he walks in. That was dumb. He walks in, and he goes, Jimmy, as T-1000 goes. I'm gonna write you a check for fucking
$12 million.
Yeah,
or
$12 million. Yeah.
That was a
or something.
Weird number.
And then he talks. Okay, hold on. I just want to point this out. He talks into this little like, you know, like when you have a keypad on your door, like not a keypad, but yeah, like kind of. It's got like the key in it. You know what I'm talking about? Like the house. Like, you lock it to the doorknob, and then you punch in the key number, and it gives
like
you
when
the
you're
key.
Looking for houses,
yeah,
and it holds
you
the
know
key
what I'm talking
thing.
About?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so he pulls that thing and talks into it, and he's like, $12 million. And it's like, weirdly, it looks like a bingo ticket. Like, it prints out of it, and then he grabs it, and he writes his name on it, and then hands it to him, and apparently that's like a check in the future. And he, like, the guy's like, I won't take a bribe. And he's like, oh, it's not a bribe. Arrest me. And then they arrest him. And then Jimmy jumps out of his body. And the guy's like, what are you doing? And then he, like, takes him away. And they're like, we arrested him and got $12 million for policing or something. I don't know. But then they go through that. And then at the end, they're just like, a Bobo, I don't think you can drive. And he's like, nah, dude, it's cool. Don't worry about it. And Jimmy's like, nah, it's Billy. I know it's Billy. I know Billy's possessing his body. It's fine. We'll give him the keys. And then they're sitting in the back, and he's like, oh, yeah, I forgot to mention that Alyssa Milano and Billy are supposed to have, like, some sort of romantic connection in this.
There was an almost kiss.
So
they tried to, yeah.
So then he goes, Jimmy's sitting in the back with Alyssa Milano, and he goes, you know, it's really good that he's sitting up front, because then we can have a,
alone time.
And then Billy jumps out from the trunk, and he goes, what are you guys talking about? And then they all look at each other like, oh shit, we're letting a Bobo drive. And then they all scream at the end, and that's how it ends. And that's the ending of a terrible movie. I hope you all have fun listening to me talk.
There were so many other parts that were just magical.
No, I know, but I wanted to get through that fucking description so that we can go back to it.
Fine.
Okay, so go ahead.
The part where they go into a boathouse and like, how do we get out of here? I know, this motorcycle.
Well,
let's not forget, there was a big-ass angry mob chasing him.
Yes.
And they got him to a choke point where there was only, it was basically a pier where there's like a ramp where only one person at a time could go down. And like 100 people just try to all do it at the same time.
All go down the ramp.
And
if they had jumped off that ramp, I would like to let you all know, that was like a 3-foot drop max.
Yeah.
So they're on the roof of this thing, they're kicking in the side, and
then
it's, let's take the motorcycle breaks. Yeah. Wait, there's a boat in here, too.
Okay, I would just like to point out, though, that, like, why the fuck was there a motorcycle in a boathouse? With the goddamn pier and the ramp to it.
There's no way the bike would have made it down that thing. Unless the guy was a pro and could pull off wheelies
and, like, somehow,
and hop the bike around corners like that. It just wasn't going
to
happen.
I would love to see him drive it up that ramp. I would love to see
the stuntman get the boat there.
Yeah.
The bike.
What the fuck?
Just.
Oh, but then they get on the bike and he's like, let's take this bike. And then he like presses something and it literally falls apart, which makes no sense because he sat on it and it was fine.
Oh, he did. Yeah.
And then he pressed the gas pedal and the wheels fall off.
It's a safety feature.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. That's what he didn't turn it on correctly.
The guy couldn't afford the explosion. Detonation, you know, he just got the one that falls apart.
He's like, it's like in Fury Road. He's like, you have to press this combination of buttons and then turn the key, and you're good.
Yeah, no,
it's, I don't know, it's this fucking movie.
The part where they finally get the amulet, and the bad guy's like, oh, shit. And the brothers, as they high-five the amulet, are just like, oh, yes. It's... There's no other way to describe this movie other than magical.
Yeah.
It's a borderline religious experience.
See it to believe it, guys.
Yeah. It really, really. Yeah. I mean, you really do have to.
It's pretty fantastic.
What was your favorite moment from this whole movie?
My favorite moment? Let's start with
you. Yeah, because, I mean, you've seen it the most, so.
Okay, my favorite moment, it's a tie, okay? The first one is when they just do a close-up on Alyssa Milano's ass as she's crawling into the pipe.
And then they both fight.
Yeah. And then,
to get into the pipe, yeah.
And then my second favorite is when the credits roll, because fuck that movie. Fuck that movie. I hope everyone who watches it has a terrible time watching it, and then you realize what I've gone through, like, however many times I've watched it.
I mean, I suggest...
Did I just leave you guys speechless?
I gave us options, and you said Double Dragon would be good. I wanted to make sure you wouldn't suffer.
Are you kidding
too
me?
Too much?
I gave you Daredevil?
Does someone need a ride to the hospital?
I gave you Daredevil and Dragon Ball Evolution, both movies that I absolutely fucking hate. You wanted me to pick movies that I fucking hate. Of course I hate this fucking movie. But by the way, I would just like to point out that I've said I'd like to point out like a million times, but anyways.
You really have.
I know. I don't know why. Anyways.
It's a word. Because
you like to point things out.
It's a couple words, actually. But, no, when I went into, this has nothing to do with Double Dragon, when I went into Dragon Ball Evolution, I went in at the midnight release dressed as Hercule. Because I had long, like, curly hair at that point. I kind of looked like Hercule without, like, the dirty fucking goatee stash thing. And I went in, and I stood up mid-movie, and I was like, this is fucking horseshit in the middle of it. And people just start laughing. And then I, like, it got to the end, and as soon as the credits rolled, I fucking stood up and was like, fuck this movie, and just walked out. That was my, like, experience with Dragon Ball Evolution.
I haven't seen bigger balls for Dragon Ball like that to, like, the YouTube video I saw where the guy tries to do a Kamehameha in the middle of a McDonald's, fully dressed up in, like, the orange Taekwondo getup. Like,
dude, that's so amazing.
That takes a lot of cojones to do something like that.
Well, I think this now guarantees we will be doing Dragon Ball Evolution next.
I fucking hate that movie.
And that's why we're doing it next.
I was borderline on picking that, but, I mean, oh. I saw the trailer for this movie.
And you were like, I have to.
They remixed orchestra music. I couldn't say no to that.
Dun, 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 dun.
I mean,
this fucking movie.
And then they put a drum, a snare kick in the middle of that beat. Yeah. They, like, dude. It was like dubstep before dubstep was a thing, you know?
Dude. All right, and I'm just, can I bring us back really quick? Frank, your favorite moment.
God, it had to have been the paper
the double take
where okay, so if you guys
explain this. All right. Frank, take it away.
So
another
I have an eye for detail, so I have to call out bullshit when it happens. I mean, maybe they did it right. Maybe I just wasn't paying close enough attention.
They didn't, from
a couple of beers I've had, but I mean, this was really a double take. So if you guys have ever seen, like, you know, football, the Rose Bowl, all the players, they're going out, they're gonna break the paper, they're coming.
I hope you all enjoy the thumbnail for this podcast. Go ahead.
So they break the paper when they're coming running through. So, you know, the guy's doing that. And there was a part in this movie where the chick, right before she dies or whatever, she, like, gets up and kicks T-1000 in the face. And he goes flying through a paper wall. And it's like, okay, that's pretty cool. And the camera goes close up to her face, and she's like, I should have never trusted you. And then he just, like, out of nowhere, the camera goes back to that paper wall, and it's fixed now. It's back to normal. And he just pops through like one of those football players. And he's like, hey, what do you mean you never trusted me?
It's so good.
Like, wait, Luke, you got to play that again.
We replayed it like five times.
They fixed the paper. And Momo's like, oh, well, maybe they kicked him low and he fell through the bottom half and he popped through the top. I'm like, no. They actually stopped filming. They said, okay, T-1000, we're gonna cut the scene. We're going to fix that paper and you're going to come back through the other way. He's like, okay.
He's like, sound good. This is definitely not a terrible decision.
He totally did that.
Oh my God, that fucking movie. What about you,
that
Lucas?
That was my favorite part.
Fuck that movie.
Was it?
That part.
Gone.
Okay, I thought long and hard about this. I am pretty sure.
Long and hard, Channel long. 69 News. Oh my God.
Listen to the Midnight Tracks.
My favorite part still has to be that freaking car chase where they go into, like, Commodore 64 level of graphics for a camera that projects the whole thing in, like, virtual reality. Long after where it's literally the brothers and the Asian woman, and then a Bobo and what can only be described as Jesse Eisenberg's Lex Luthor with a mohawk.
Yeah, literally.
He was a skinny little
guy. Just a skinny dude.
And he was moving around frantically. He looked like Jesse Eisenberg, basically.
He was Jesse Eisenberg. He was literally that performance. And just seeing how, like, okay, wow, there are so many shots where they just forgot that there's a newspaper that's supposed to be on there. Why are they still using the freaking N64 to, like, pilot their truck? And then how they just pull out, it's okay, we'll cut them off here. And it's not like, oh, they're around the corner, we'll cut them off at the next intersection. It's like, this is easily 9 blocks away, but we know they'll be here in, like, 8 minutes, so we'll cut them off here.
Look, you're forgetting 2007.
Oh, you're right. I forgot. The distant future of 2007. Yeah. New Angeles.
It's definitely,
forget solar panels. We have giant desk fans on our skyscrapers.
It's on par with fucking Back to the Future's 2015 was that, I think?
Where Jaws 25 was that?
You know, where they had the fucking sleeves that retract for some reason. That made sense.
Self-tying shoes.
Yeah, and self-tying shoes. Dude, I wish that was a thing.
That is a thing, actually. There are a few select pairs that Reebok actually made, and Michael J. Fox owns one of them. They made sure, they gave him some.
Is that just the curly laces that just coil up? And
no, they like actually self-tie.
That's
pretty crazy.
That's a thing though too. It's been a thing for a while. It's called slip-on shoes.
Loafers?
No, these are actually legit.
Or Vans.
Legit self-tying shoes.
These are Star Wars, by the way. Did you like that?
That are so advanced to the point where it's just like, no one can afford this right now, but fuck it, let's give Michael J. Fox a pair.
Yeah.
To be fair, Michael J. Fox earned those shoes.
Yeah,
and he deserves them. But final thoughts on Double Dragon before we wrap this thing up.
That movie's terrible. Go watch it, though. It's going to be great. I promise you. There's no scam. It's going to be the greatest thing ever.
It really will be.
It's probably going to be... You're going to love that 1 hour and 30 minutes of your life that, you know, you sink into this movie, this heartfelt, thought-provoking movie. Go ahead, Lucas. What were you going to say?
I saw The Last Airbender in theaters. By comparison, nothing I can do with the rest of my life is as much of a waste of time as that was watching that movie in a movie theater. So, that being said, this is a terrible movie. Go see it immediately. Like, I would like to emphasize, we didn't pirate this. This is just on YouTube. You type in Double Dragon on YouTube, this is one of the first results you get.
How long had the user had it up for?
This has been up for 2 years. This is like DVD quality rip.
I feel like my brother owned it at one point on like DVD. Go ahead.
Does he own two copies of it on Blu-ray?
No, he's not.
Did that even come out on Blu-ray? I think that was a VHS movie.
No.
Lucas owns two copies of Roadhouse on Blu-ray for some reason.
I have it on my business card.
You bastard.
Why is that a thing, people?
I don't know, but I'm proud of that fact that I have two copies of Blu-ray.
This is how we found out. We were drunk, and we were in his basement, and he's like, you want to watch a movie? And he grabs the pile of movies, and he looks at it, and he goes, we have Roadhouse, and... Wait, why do I have two copies of Roadhouse on Blu-ray?
There were other movies. It was the most random collection of movies. We had Lincoln.
Yeah.
We had The Dark Knight. We had Independence Day. And at the very bottom were just two copies of Patrick Swayze and Roadhouse.
God, dude. You just... That why? Why two copies?
I don't know. I don't know
why. Did you ever find out?
No, and they were both still on the plastic. Like how, they both still are.
I like how Lincoln and Independence Day were in the same sentence back there.
Yeah. Well, Independence Day is the sequel.
Keep in mind, Lucas is not racist.
Sorry. It's not racist. Lincoln and Independence Day. We
cut that.
Except we can't.
Sure we can.
It's enough, right?
Final thoughts.
I'm going to go ahead and keep that in there.
Okay.
The fact is, when we do these things, we're only going to review terrible movies. But we'll tell you if they're terrible movies you should see. And in this case, I think you need to see this brightly neon.
Okay, to be fair, if it's a terrible movie, I'm going to tell people to go see it no matter what.
Even if it's The Last Airbender? No.
Okay, no. But we're not going to... Yeah, but you said on this show, we're not going to be fucking reviewing Last Airbender. If we do...
You'll be tied to a chair.
No, if we do, I will rip your dick off and shove it down your throat.
How? You'll be tied to a chair.
That's the ultimate blowjob.
We're definitely cutting that.
Touche. Alright. Yeah, go ahead. Last thoughts.
I had fun watching it. That's all I can say. I didn't hear half the dialogue because we were too busy talking over it, but I had fun watching it.
What about you, bro?
Or pausing and going back to
check to see that paper. Rewinding people jumping through paper, you know, that's the best part. Yes.
If you've gone through every episode on Netflix and every Redbox that's available, I would see this movie.
Once again, literally, just type Double Dragon on YouTube.
I mean, if you guys have nothing to do, if you have a case of beer in your basement and you need a reason to go through it in a short period of time, this is the way to do it.
If you want to just get absolutely belligerently drunk, just do a drinking game where you watch Double Dragon and you drink every time something 80s happens.
I guess you can say Mortal Kombat on a lower budget.
Yeah, basically.
That was a
start. No. Mortal Kombat Annihilation. I would like to point that out. Because Annihilation was fucking garbage. I would just like to point out that it's probably...
Like Star Troopers 3.
Yeah,
Here's $20, make me a movie. All right.
They got, like, the cap
I've got
guns.
A gun at home, and he's got a body armor suit. He's been filling with styrofoam.
Actually, we'll end it with this.
It's literally just like a tinfoil helmet.
We'll end it with this. I actually know the budget for this movie.
And what is it?
We'll end it with this. Take a guess at the budget before we wrap up. Take a guess at the budget.
Being early 90s, I would say $10,000.
$10,000?
Yeah.
Okay. Frank doesn't know a lot about movie budgets, folks.
Yeah, you can tell.
$2 million.
I watch a lot, but I...
$2 million. All right, I would just like to point out, Nick, this movie grossed slightly over $2 million, which is depressing in and of itself.
Oh.
This movie cost $10 million.
Are you fucking kidding me?
This movie...
All that CG, man. You can tell.
Go watch the movie and just realize... This movie cost $10 million back in the day. Oh, and now it's been on YouTube in high quality for 2 years for free, and no one cares to claim it.
That's fucking bullshit.
That's it. Well, that was the We Are Martians buzzed movie review, I guess. We don't have a name for this.
Yeah, we don't have a name for it yet.
And we won't, but...
I mean, eventually.
This will be going up on, not this upcoming Saturday, but the Saturday after,
the
which means...
Saturday, yeah.
Next week, we will have seen Captain America Civil War, and we will talk about it. Both spoiler-free and spoiler-filled. So...
I'm not looking forward to that.
You don't look forward to anything. Except the Warcraft movie.
Oh, dude. Only you.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Having faith in a video game movie.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Hey.
Frank. I've been waiting for
Silent
this since
Hill
I was like 7.
Okay.
There are plenty of good video game movies. What about Double Trap? Fuck. Cut it.
Okay.
I would just like to point out... That I would just like to point out. That what I would just like to point out.